goddamn thing. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I know what time it is.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
News. Are they strong? Listen, bud, they've got radioactive blood. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. I webbed you. That means you got the apartment.
Right. What do you have to say for yourself, Ann Curry? I'm sorry, where's the Ann Curry?
That was Ann Curry.
I thought that was her.
Ann Curry.
Right, boom, boom.
There are a lot of stupid girls in the media.
Bravo. Well, save that.
Is there a problem?
Yeah, you never shut up.
There are a lot of stupid girls in the media.
No edits.
And this one just says hot as balls.
I hope that patriotism will always run strong in this country.
It's Lady Bird.
Lady Bird. Thank you for the tribute, Rob.
Just labeled that as hot as balls.
Correctly so, then.
And that was a younger Lady Bird when she could really get it on.
Amen, brother.
LBJ.
Way to go.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Didn't pay a lot of attention at first this morning when I read that Florida State Representative Bob Allen had been arrested for soliciting sex for $20 in a park men's room. But now we know he's the co-chair in that state of the presidential campaign of John McCain. Earlier this week, McCain's top national
McCain
folks resigned, including the man who co-wrote 5 books with him.
Oh, dear.
Stock market made its biggest one-day jump in years today. Dow closed at a record high of 13,862, up 200.
Westwood One stock is up to 18 cents a share.
Yeah. 284 points.
284 points.
That's today's jump.
How about that?
A teenager mowing a lawn last summer in Colorado was struck by lightning. He suffered a wishbone-shaped burn on his neck and chest.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
There he is now.
The burn on his chest lined up with the earphone wires from his iPod. He was also left with a broken jaw. The other day in Canada, a jogger got similar injuries while listening to his iPod. Emergency rooms are seeing more patients with burns they got from lightning while using electronic gear outdoors during a storm, including laptops and cell phones. Now, I don't want to alarm anyone.
Yes, you do. Because I saw this on the news today, and they said they had a picture of the kid's iPod that had a little burn mark on it. And they said, even though we just told you this horrible story, really, if you're out with an iPod, your chances of being hit by lightning are no better.
Well, the same odds of getting hit by lightning.
Yes,
exactly. Yeah. And that's what I was going to tell you.
You mean you were going to like try to calm us down?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like you, though.
I don't want to alarm anyone.
No, you started by your rebel rousing with the whole...
Well, that's how I get your attention.
But I heard... His iPod.
And I'm going to get people uptight here, because I heard that when you're out in an electrical storm and say the lightning hits the tree about 20 yards to your left, there's this flash lightning that goes out. The electrical current goes out from the tree, and if you're like walking along with just rubber shoes on, you're fine. But if you got yourself an iPod, that electrical current that goes out from the lightning hit is going to, be attracted.
Well, now you're scaring people.
Well, that's what I heard.
It's even worse if you're wearing metal shoes.
Yes, like golf spikes.
Exactly. No,
it's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
Well, I'm here to settle this. Experts say electronic devices do not attract lightning, contrary to urban myth.
Buzz, why do all you news guys have to do this? You're as bad as the douchebag I saw on TV today. No offense, you're not a douchebag.
But
the guy did the same thing. He was like, kid is hit by lightning with his iPod.
Well, sure.
These dangerous details. Look at this iPod. Look at this lightning. Really, it has nothing to do with the iPod. What's next in the news?
It has nothing to do. It would be just like if you had a Walkman from years ago.
Right.
Anything like with electricity. If you were listening to a transistor radio, the same thing would happen.
A lot of people have come to believe this urban myth that electronic devices will attract lightning. And experts
Why don't you just present the news to say every other dick out there is saying
that. Don't you want to hear about a kid mowing a lawn, getting struck by lightning, getting a wishbone-shaped burn on his chest from the wires from his iPod?
But if he didn't have the iPod on, he wouldn't have gotten hit.
Not necessarily. The experts are saying that he would have gotten hit.
The expert I saw said
I don't know what channel you're watching.
Mike, the one that I saw on the Today Show, they had, like I'm saying, they had the kid's iPod, and they had a picture of it with a burn mark on it, and then they made a point of saying, even though we've just done this entire story about there is no danger if you are outside in an electrical storm.
No extra danger.
With an iPod.
And wasn't he not just holding both hands onto a metal lawnmower?
That's true.
Yep.
That's more dangerous than an iPod.
That's
any
a conductor, right?
Of course.
Absolutely. Big time. Bigger than the iPod.
I saw a conductor last week on the ass train.
Uh-huh.
get it, conductor.
Conductor on the train.
Okay. Hold on. That's the old name for the people that helped you on the train.
Choo Choo Charlie was an engineer.
I asked him to clean the blood out of the hallway when we woke up in the morning.
Conductor!
There's blood on the stairs.
I saw the conductor, Arthur Fiedler.
Oh, that's another
wow, that's a good one.
That's good. Very good.
The head of Homeland Security feels we have not been worried enough about the possibility of another terror attack, and Michael Chertoff says he has a gut feeling they'll try it again this summer.
This isn't about him.
Yes.
He's a handsome man.
He is.
Let me in.
Looks good, Bob.
You're going to die down there.
Doesn't he look like a mortician?
Hello, little girl.
His head looks like a light bulb.
I just have a gut feeling. I have the taste of death in the back of my throat.
He does.
It's just a gut feeling.
He's the most unhealthy looking man I have ever seen. Michael Chertoff. Here I am. There's nothing to fear.
I smell death.
I feel the American people have become complacent, and another attack is imminent.
Chertoff says he has no specific information to back up this gut feeling, just the gut feeling. Quoting Chertoff, summertime seems appealing to them. And then there's the leak of this classified intelligence report.
We have tape of Chertoff.
Oh, good. Well, that's
Michael Chertoff.
Oh, those are the miracles.
It was not one of the miracles.
Here he is. What's his name again?
Michael Chertoff.
I have other ways of securing your cooperation.
Head of Homeland Security.
Look into my eyes. Look.
Dark circles. Under
Sandra.
Never. I must warn you, my dear Sandra. I am accustomed to having my orders obeyed. Especially by women with a price on their heads.
My orders obeyed.
What we need today is young blood. And brains.
Yeah.
Oh, don't be bashful. Come.
I'm Michael Chertoff.
So you've got Chertoff, and then...
Excellent. Let's take him to the cellar. We can dispose of all the bodies at the same time.
And then there's the leak of this classified intelligence report.
Yeah.
U.S. counterterrorism analysts say Al-Qaeda has rebuilt itself to its pre-9/11 strength using the safe haven along the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan. If only we'd had a military presence in the area to keep that from happening. President Bush found out yesterday it's not like doing brain surgery. The president spent 20 minutes at a research clinic in Cleveland and during the stop performed a simulated brain surgery.
I just can't figure this out.
Using
The only thing I can tell you is that when I speak, I'm very conscious about the audiences that are listening to my words.
Using a
Let me look. The key for me is to keep expectations low.
Using a rubber...
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
They gave him a rubber replica of...
If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Rubber replica.
Didn't I hear that you were going to masquerade ball?
Of the human brain.
Oh, dear.
All right. Take this one from the top. It's Bush, and he's watching...
Research Center, Cleveland.
Doing a simulated operation.
They're letting him actually operate the controls. The human brain rubber replica, that was the patient. W operated the hand control device that teaches doctors how to implant... deep brain stimulation device.
Remove wrenched ankle.
He then learned how to repair a complex aortic aneurysm using another demonstration device. No word on what Karl Rove said to reporters during the procedure that made them laugh out loud.
Nervous, my dear.
But that happened.
He's a total idiot.
We do know, however, how Bush made a 13-year-old girl burst into tears in Ohio yesterday, though.
He exposed himself to her, right?
No.
I heard that story wrong, and I'm sorry. My apologies.
That's quite all right. After mustering her courage to ask the president about immigration, the president sarcastically answered, "Yeah, thanks." The crowd of 400 laughed. The girl cried, explaining that she's shy and was already nervous about asking the president anything. The president then praised her question and used 1,100 words to answer it.
Wow.
After the forum, White House aides ushered the girl and her parents backstage for a face-to-face meeting with Mr. Bush. I mean, he's got that high approval rating
to
protect.
What an idiot, you know. He just sits there as a 13-year-old asking a question, and he blows her off. You know, just goes, stupid question. Thanks a lot, idiot.
After he said the 1,100 words, how many people were crying then?
Everyone. All 400. Larry Flint says there's more where Vitter came from.
Yeah, there's a good American. He's great.
He is.
We got that scoop, sort of.
You did. The Hustler publisher, persecuted for his pornography, says, quote, "This is payback time, and payback's a bitch."
Here's Larry Flint.
Idiot.
That's Larry Flint.
Larry says he has more than 20 other investigations in the works.
Idiot.
Following the one that outed Hooker using Senator David Vitter of Louisiana. Quoting Flint, we've got some really good information here. Flint says he doesn't care what anyone does behind closed doors so long as they don't preach to the contrary in public.
Idiot.
Quoting Larry, if somebody's living a lie, they become fair game. I'd read that tequila was coming on strong, threatening to edge out vodka as the number one hard liquor. But now there's a report that says Irish whiskey is the new hotness.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good day to be Mike O'Mara.
It is.
Oh, baby, really?
It's the booze with the fastest growing sales right now in the U.S.
This is a good day. What a fine piece of news. All day long, we listen to Buzz Burbank just poisoning our brains with all the crap that he talks about death and destruction and homeland security and how you can get herpes off a toilet seat. But now he's finally got a decent pace and nose that everybody can share the joy in.
The past year in the U.S., Irish whiskey sales are up 19%.
19%.
So Hanks,
because
look around, cafe.
People have finally seen the light and they realize that it's a great time to be Irish.
Mike has started buying in bulk.
That's fantastic.
So that's
I've got several cases that I keep at my house in Florida, just in case there's a national attack.
The figures show people are abandoning Jack Daniels for Jameson's or Bushmills.
Very good.
Of course, tequila sales are still up by 11%.
Take that over to Elzol, Michael Hughes.
And vodka is still the number one seller. Its sales are up 7%.
Yes, but the Russians are going to attack us.
Overall, liquor sales are up 3.5% in the last year.
Yeah.
That's up for the ninth straight year. Congratulations.
Bravo.
Dancing a jig.
A little Irish jig for each and every one of you.
One of the great arguments about alcohol over the years has been that it rots your brain, that it kills irreplaceable brain
cells. Come on, my second beer. Stop it now.
Well, now that sort of takes the wind out of what I was going to tell you next. That
it doesn't
rot your brain cells.
Nope.
Early dementia?
What?
New research by neuroscientists shows that the cells regrow.
Good morning.
My cells grow, even in older people, and that alcohol might actually have a positive effect on the brain.
Did you hear the news story about the man that was standing underneath the tree with a bottle of tequila, and he got hit by lightning?
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with the bottle of tequila.
No, it actually grew his brain bigger.
It got your attention, didn't it?
Now in the news, here's the director of Homeland Security.
Here he is.
Where is he? There he is. We still got him?
Idiot!
No, that's not him. Hold on. Where do you go?
Don't be afraid. He won't hurt you. Come.
Mr. Chertoff.
Nervous, my dear?
This is risky business.
Not as risky as those curious operations of yours.
That's the best. I wish we had more of that.
Those curious operations of yours.
Here, have some Irish whiskey.
Well, I'm sure you've heard some of the other recent research that talks about the other health benefits of drinking. This is the first time that it's been attached to the brain.
Well, this is good. Now you got off your little weed train for a while and gave me some happy news.
Well, stereotypically, you know, Canadians love to drink, but turns out they can smoke us under the table as well.
Here's your weed news.
A new report from the United Nations shows that nearly 17% of Canadian adults use marijuana regularly compared to the nearly 11% here in the U.S.
You know what would have been selfless? And
what?
I don't mean selfish, selfless.
Selfless.
If you had had a story about booze and how Irish whiskey sales are up and it doesn't rot your brain, and then you had not had a marijuana story, but you had to put your marijuana story in there.
Wouldn't that have been something?
Yes, that's right.
Canada, in fact, outsmokes
the world. Did you a favor? You do me a favor. Honey, I've got to have some marijuana.
Worldwide average, just under 4%. Canada beats all of that.
So intrigued, the European police, yet much more profitable, restore the monster for me.
This is Bela Lugosi talking over Irish music.
Bela Lugosi.
Bela Lugosi. And Buzz is in Canada smoking weed.
This news, by the way, has given new energy to the legalization effort in Canada.
Is there a problem?
Yeah, you never shut up.
The UN report says marijuana is the most commonly used drug worldwide, and that in 2005, 160 million people had it at least once.
That sounds like a good glass of Jameson's.
Anything you wish.
And no matter what you think, your wife is the boss of you. That's our story when we continue.
Or your girlfriend.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Same. Or in the case of Matt, your gay lover.
Yeah, that's right. Named Montgomery.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.